Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Emily Van Gent with Many Hands for Haiti and Tony Spiker join us on today's program to preview this Sunday's Ride for the Cause. And Tony and Emily, an event coming up really going to help benefit an organization. It's coming back. It's called Ride for the Cause. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the background around this event and why it's come back here to Pella.
Ride for the Cause is a benefit that we do to buy motorcycles for pastors in Haiti to make it easier for them to make it from one village to another. And we didn't do it last year, and we decided that we'd do it again this year after a conversation with Daryl DeRider when he was home. And he just reassured us that there's still a need for that. And so we kind of jumped back on board and was going to do it again this year.
Well, and how does the event work? On July 28th, this is starts on a Sunday morning, and you're hoping people will start with a church service and then go into the event.
Yeah, there will be a church service at 10:30, and pretty much directly after the service, all the people that are riding motorcycles, or you can bring your car, will all head out on their route, and there will be four or five different routes, and we'll go for lunch somewhere, and then just go for a 2.5-3 hour ride after that.
Well, and Emily, from Many Hands for Haiti's perspective, why are motorcycles still important, especially when we think about maybe the infrastructure that's there and what pastors and members and volunteers have to deal with when they're down there?
Yeah, so road conditions are a lot different than they are in the United States, and especially in Pella. And so you'll find a lot of dirt roads, winding roads through the mountains. So motorcycles are really efficient way for the pastors to go, like Tony said, to different villages and just expand their reach in spreading the gospel and reaching different communities.
You can't necessarily take motorcycles from here and ship them down there. A part of the process and why you need a fundraiser is to actually kind of simplify that process, right?
Going through customs was never easy when we were buying them here. And so in the last couple of years, we've decided to start buying them down there. That way they have parts available if they need parts, and they don't have to be shipped from here if they do need any parts, and it's just more time and cost effective to buy them down there.
And from Many Hands' perspective, when we talk about not just the need for motorcycles, but the organization itself, you've recently had some really big changes and really big growth.
Yep, we opened our second campus in a town called Malurette in January, and then we had our first graduating class from our preschool in May, so they'll head to first grade next year, and that'll be in a new building that we just built on our campus. So lots of stuff on the education side, as well as we're doing more stuff with pet carts and hydroponic gardens, and there's just a lot of growth and change in Haiti and a lot of things going really well. We're sending lots of teams again this summer, so it's been good.
And so when we look on the 28th, can you kind of run down the schedule of festivities? I know you briefly did, but and kind of the route you'll be taking and some of the opportunities for fellowship and a time to not only fundraise for this organization, but to kind of grow together perhaps in faith.
We're encouraging everybody to come to the service beforehand. And I know the pastor's excited to pray over the group that'll be leaving, and then we hope that everybody will have time to fellowship over lunch and then come back here and maybe do some more fellowshipping during the ice cream social afterwards.
And where is this located at?
That's at Federated Fellowship Church.
Many Hands for Haiti is actually handling the registration details. Yep. How can people learn more, and what are the different ways they can fundraise for the event?
Yeah, so you can register as a driver through car or motorcycle. You can register a rider to ride with you as well, and that is at mh4h.org/ride. So you can take part that way. You can buy a t-shirt, which you can just give us a call or contact us on our website. And then you can always attend the ice cream social. So the ice cream social is just a free will donation, so anyone in the community is willing or welcome to join us for that at 4 at Federated.
And I'm going to guess this is one of many ways people can learn more about Many Hands for Haiti and the mission work that you're still doing in Haiti.
Yep. And you can find tons of information on our website, which is just mh4h.org, or our Facebook page.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.